This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's interior minister has died in a helicopter crash near Kyiv that killed more than a dozen other people, including children, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
There has been no immediate word on whether the morning crash near a kindergarten and reportedly in heavy fog was an accident or related to the war, but Ukrainian authorities have immediately opened a probe. No fighting has been reported recently in the Kyiv area. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the crash as a terrible tragedy on a black morning. Ukraine's state emergency service says 17 people were killed in the crash, including 9 people who were aboard the helicopter and 4 children who presumably were on the ground, adding over 24 more people have been injured, including children. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian mother whose daughter usually attends the nursery, which was set ablaze after the helicopter crash, said she thankfully kept her at home on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Residents of a Kyiv suburb awakened to horror on Wednesday after a helicopter crashed into a building housing a nursery and set it ablaze.
А потім буквально сітані секунди.
Катерина Печура is a mother of 2.
Ну, якби ракета, тому що...
At first I thought it was a rocket because everything went dark, then there were shrapnel falling everywhere. I looked through the window again and I saw dead bodies laying there and fragments of the object. Ukrainian emergency services said more than a dozen people died in the crash, including at least 1 child, as well as the country's Minister of the Interior, who was aboard the helicopter. Dozens more were injured.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. NATO countries are set to announce new so-called heavier weapons for Ukraine, the alliance chief said on Wednesday, as President Zelensky called on his backers to speed up their decision-making. This is VOA News. A mother of a young boy is one of the alleged 200 victims of Indonesia's tainted cough syrup scandal. Some of the grieving families have launched a class action lawsuit against the government and pharmaceutical companies. Reuters correspondent Matthew Lauratonda reports.
Siti Sirhardiati says her 2-year-old son Umar died within 2 weeks of taking tainted cough syrup, a scandal that's rocked Indonesia. She arranges shoes outside her home every day, fighting back the sadness that her son, one of 200 alleged victims, is no longer with them.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It was like a dream. And it all happened so quickly, since the first day he fell sick until the day he died.
Now, her family is one of 25 in a class action lawsuit against at least 8 pharmaceutical companies and some government agencies.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Lauratonda. Israel's Supreme Court has ruled that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu must fire a key ally from the country's new cabinet. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The decision Wednesday presents the Israeli leader with a potential coalition crisis and deepens a rift over the power of the courts. The High Court ruled that Aryeh Deri, the influential head of an ultra-Orthodox party and a longtime Netanyahu ally, cannot serve as a minister after he was convicted last year for tax offenses and placed on probation as part of a plea deal. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators in Congo's eastern city of Goma on Wednesday. Demonstrators who were calling on authorities to enforce an agreed withdrawal of M23 rebels from occupied territory in the region. Regional leaders brokered a ceasefire in November under which the Tutsi-led group, which launched a fresh offensive last year, was meant to pull out of recently captured positions. The deadline was January 15th, according to Congo's presidency, but the M23 has been accused of flouting the deal and occupying territory elsewhere to compensate for withdrawals that critics consider to be mainly ceremonial. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Wednesday dismissed 13 more military officers who were assigned to the National Security Advisor's Office responsible for the president's security. The decision follows the removal of 40 military officers on Tuesday from the presidential residence, as Lula expressed his distrust in the military for failing to act against supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro, who stormed government buildings on January 8th. I'm Joe Ramsey.